You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
What's up, you maniacs?
Oh, look, he's here to start shit. The kid yeah. Marrow. Yes, yes, it's, please. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it now. Let's just start because it needs to be Knicks heat in the playoffs. It needs to get there. And what are you, Mike, what's the matter with you? You already making faces of disgust back there?
No. Yeah. Like a couple
of... Yeah, you are making faces of disgust, Mike. I heard you. We heard you last playoffs, Mike.
I was.
We heard you last playoffs, Mike.
I was.
Disillusioned Knicks fan. Cursed Knicks fan. Oh, the guy that gets on there is like, oh, f*** out of here, Knicks all day, da-da-da-da-da. That's right. That's right. And we got a leg to stand on in 2024. 2023, I don't even know what year it is. I don't care. We're here. Now.
It was 24. No, the face that I was making wasn't the typical Knicks fan disgust that I usually have washed upon my face. It's just the last 2 weeks of Terry Rozier being healthy have washed upon my face. And now I actually don't even have that much confidence that he can make the playoffs.
Okay, the Heat have not won against a big 500 team other than the Pistons in a while.
And, since Terry Rozier came back.
Okay, and the kid Marrow here. Knicks fans frighten me for this reason. I mean, they're loud and obnoxious under all circumstances. They've been in pain for a long time. But, man, they love Brunson, and they've got so much hope. I think this is the most hopeful Knicks team I've seen this century. And Marrow does a podcast with Carmelo, and he might agree with what I'm saying, but I'm now having arguments, unreasonable arguments.
I will not be subscribing.
With Sam Morrill.
Come on, Mike, don't be a hater, Mike. Sub. Get them numbers up. Let's do those numbers up.
I do have a Dominican grandma, so she'll make me.
Come on. Shout out to La Doña.
Doña Juana.
Marrow wants to be a Knicks correspondent for our show. I want him to be a Knicks correspondent for our show. Sam Morrill wants to be our Knicks correspondent, but this is where the delusion resides. Morrill's sitting here saying the Knicks can beat the Celtics. And I'm like,
absolutely.
What? No.
Absolutely.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Exactly. Thank you. Why can't they? Yo, listen, I have a lot of experience with Kristaps Porzingis. You know what I mean? He has the durability of a Hyman. Like, he's not built for this, bro. He's not built for a deep playoff run. And that's what Boston's trying to hang their hat on. Derek White, he finally cut his hair off. But it doesn't matter, bro. Doesn't matter. The only person out there with the tenacity to make it through a deep playoff run is Al Horford.
My man.
Tigre.
Es cierto.
Another Dominican.
Es cierto. We're all scared about Horford. You're scared
That's
of
right. me.
I can't believe that we're weeks out here and you're going to be insufferable, right? Because you
know it. Come on, Dan. You know, like Drake said, you know what it was when you signed up. Come on. I've been doing this for way too long. I have suffered. I used to tweet the Knicks covered so they won. They used to be like my solace. I don't have to do that anymore. Now I tweet the Knicks covered and they won. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't want to hear nothing about nothing. Also, the Heat-Knicks series last time was very chippy, you know what I mean? And we were, you know what I mean? It was. I want to see that again. Just to send Jimmy home and say, yo, you started the season emo, you ending the season emo, my guy. You know what I mean? Terry Rozier, you look like you smoke menthols, bro, at halftime. Something's going on over there, man. There's something in the water, bro. Heat culture is corroding.
Menthol.
When's the last time that you hoped like this? Because you guys can be delusional, and the last 10 years of Knicks teams have had a lot of hope and not a lot of this kind of loud.
That's true. But the difference is that I feel like, well, I'll say this. You mentioned very astutely that I do a web series called 7 p.m. in Brooklyn with the Carmelo Anthony, you know what I'm saying, Knicks legend. And the last time I was this hopeful for the Knicks was when it was the Heatles, 2012, 2013, and Carmelo, Tyson Chandler, J.R. Smith, scoring champ, defensive player of the year, sixth man of the year, respectively, beat the Heat 3 out of 4 games in the season, and then Roy Hibbert decides to play like Shaq for 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? And that went to shit. But now there's real hope because it's not just the starting five that is like that. There's hope in. You know what I mean? This team is deep. This team is deep, bro. And when Julius comes back, when OG comes back 100%, we are going to be a problem. There's nobody in the East that is with us. I'll say it with my whole chest.
No, not your whole chest. It needs to be a nipple. Not the whole chest. A single
my
nipple.
My big pepperoni nipples.
No.
My big Hershey Kiss nipples.
No. You can't say that.
Can we go half the chest until they do something in the postseason?
You can't say your whole chest at Boston.
You guys, I would say 3/4 of my chest.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
3/4 of my chest.
I feel better now. Thank you.
I mean, because it's too much. You guys can't. Like, you got to be careful with this. For 20 years of bluster, it ends. You remember that season of great hope. Did you win a playoff game? Did you win one and confetti fell at 3-0? Is that what happened? Confetti
fell. Yes. That's what happened.
You celebrated that like you won the championship.
Well, we made the playoffs.
You went from 3-0 down to 3-1, and confetti fell on the floor in Madison Square Garden.
It's been a lot of pain and suffering. Dog, I watched the Knicks put Marty Collins and Jackie Butler on the floor, dog. You know what I'm saying? I watched Alexei Shved play NBA basketball, okay? All right? So listen, don't come at me now because I'm enjoying the fruits of all these years of toiling as a Knicks fan, dog. Let me enjoy this. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my Knicks coat. You know what I'm saying?
I will tell the audience again, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, you should support it. It's fun and interesting, and it's got to be a little bit of a dream project for the kid Merrill because of how he loves the Knicks and because of who he's sitting next to, prodding him to be more interesting. And this is no knock on Carmelo, but there were things he had to be careful about when he was a player in the league, and it requires a host with grace. Stugatz, I will tell you this. Jazz Chisholm could have said that to anybody. Jazz Chisholm, what he said, but he chose, he was with a couple of black guys, not often interviewed by black guys, and so Jazz Chisholm was maximum relaxed and being maximum honest. Clearly, Melo trusts you, and you are an exceptional host, and it's fun to watch you emerging from a difficult time for you guys, because what that breakup, publicly, privately, had to hurt, because you guys were on a different track to a comedy duo that was going to make a lot of money at the perfect time, and the stuff that happened to Hollywood and you guys was painful to watch from afar. So I'm happy to see you doing this with Melo and a project that gives you joy and chemistry where you're working again like you did when you were having the most fun.
Do you see it on my face, Dan? Do you see the joy? You know what I'm saying? I don't even use the just for men anymore. I'd let the grays pop off. You know what I mean? I'm in my zaddy era. I feel great. You know what I'm saying? I'm rejuvenated. I'm taking multivitamins every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here, man. I'm just doing it. I'm blessed. You know what I mean?
And what is this? Is Jalen Brunson, like, would you dare tell Carmelo that Jalen Brunson is someone you now love more than you loved him at the maximum loving of Melo?
I'll say this. I love Jalen Brunson. But I love Melo more, and this is why. Because when Melo was here, it felt like we weren't really building. You know what I'm saying? It felt like we were just getting guys and things were coming and going and things were happening. It didn't feel like we were building to something. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like Melo was the Knicks. You know what I mean? Like, now Jalen Brunson is the Knicks, so to speak, but it's not. It's a team. You know what I mean? It's OG. It's Jalen. It's Jew. It's, you know what I mean? It's everybody on the team. So it's not just, yo, Melo. You know what I mean? That's why I love Melo, because Melo put the whole – it was like a Pat Ewing thing, where it's just like, bro, who's your other guy? You know what I mean? No shots at Amari. I love Amari, but, like, he never turned out to be that guy. So that's why I have no respect and love for Melo. And I love Jalen, but – you know what I'm saying? Melo and I are the same age. You know what I'm saying? It's a generation, too. Like, you know what I mean? Jalen is a young buck.
Melo was the team because we traded the entire team to get Carmelo Anthony. I mean,
everybody says that, but I'm like, yo, you want Danilo Gallinari right now? Where is he right now? He's playing in Russia with a faux hawk. Right. Like, what are we talking about here? Wilson Chandler. We traded Wilson Chandler and like a couple guys. And what happened? So what I ask Knicks fans is this, and I ask y'all this because y'all are very astute sports reporters. What would the Knicks have done adding Carmelo Anthony to Gallinari, Chandler, and what they had before they got rid of those guys from Melo? Nothing. It would have been a logjam, bro. Come on, dog. We know the Knicks were dysfunctional as hell. The most important piece that they got wasn't Jalen Brunson. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't OG. It wasn't any of these guys. It was World Wide West.
All right. Listen, if you're going to be the Knicks correspondent for this show, I'm going to need you. He's doing great, yes. Okay? But I'm going to need you to have at least a morsel of credibility as you spew all of this Melo propaganda all over the place. You have to be a little bit objective here. You don't have to criticize Melo, but it can't be fawning praise for Melo that I'm not sure I totally believe because I think
they won that trade.
I think that Jalen Brunson excites you so very much right now. You're so hopeful at how he plays, and because he's got a better team around him, playing like a team in support of him, I believe that you're lying publicly in your first appearance as Knicks correspondent for our show. Because you work with Carmelo Anthony, I believe your excitement for Jalen Brunson in private moments, you would admit, feels more hopeful than the best of what you hoped for with Melo.
Are you accusing me of pandering?
Yes, and being bought. Ah. Being bought and paid for.
He's accusing you of it. I'm proud of you for doing it. I mean,
it's a good business. It's a great business deal. I'll tell the people again, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn is clearly climbing up the charts because he's chosen the right partnership. But you're not being objective here or honest when you say that Jalen Brunson doesn't have you feeling. Okay. If you're telling me you could beat the Celtics right now, if you're telling me it's because you believe in Jalen Brunson more than you ever did in Melo.
I believe in the Knicks. And this is the thing, Dave, this is a very important part too. This is what we're leaving out. Melo played small forward. Jalen Brunson is a guard. If you have a good point guard, if you have a good floor general, that's like having a good quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, who's the last ass quarterback that won a Super Bowl? Trent Dilfer? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Nick Foles.
Peyton Manning.
He was. He was.
The last
Mega
year,
he was. Ass. He was ass. Super Bowl 50.
Terrible.
Ass.
Nine touchdowns, 17
garbage.
Interceptions that
ass.
Season. He was ass quarterback.
Masuda. Might be the greatest quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl and the worst simultaneously.
And the worst at the same time.
We need your help with something. I do want to get back to your deep belief in Julius Randle, because I think that's dangerous. And I remember how you felt about him, not you personally, but the whole fan base last postseason when they were losing.
Before
to the
Brunson, though.
Brunson.
I think they made the playoffs 1 year without Brunson, made the playoffs the last 2 years with Brunson.
I know, but Julius Randle was very frustrating in and out of the lineup throughout all of that. Yeah. And I thought Knicks fans turned on Julius Randle each of the last two postseasons because of bad shot selection.
But he's back.
I did not. And I'll tell you why. Because he was playing hurt. And I am an objective Knicks fan, okay? I am not a maniacal Knicks fan. I'm a lion. I am a maniacal Knicks fan, but I'm also objective and smart. And I can tell when somebody's playing hurt as a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying? I'm a father of four. That makes me a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying? I know when somebody's playing hurt.
Put it on the poll, Juju, at Lebatard Show. If you're a father of four, are you a professional athlete? There is not an excuse this man will not make for a New York Knick.
Two straight segments with Mero, and it is presented by LinkedIn.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Lebatard.
We got Afrini Hardaway.
Afrini? Who was Afrini Hardaway?
I was trying to read fast. UD was on the team. Luke Jackson. Bobby Jones. The Matrix, Sean Marion.
Stugatz.
Zoe, Shaq, Smush Parker. Chris Quinn.
Wait a minute.
D Wade.
Wait a minute.
Jason Williams, Darrell Wright. I mean, stacked roster.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Also, Tony came in. He came flying in when he heard you were here yesterday on the show, Mero, and we need your help with this. He's very popular with older Cuban women, Tony is.
Oh, and, la doña.
Yes, la reinas y las doñas. And Tony has five phrases here. I want you to tell me how his rankings are. Top five, bottom to top, on phrases old women love to say to him that also melt his heart, that make him feel very good about himself. Tell me what you think about this list, if you would add anything to it or subtract anything.
First off, bendiciones, mi líder. How you doing? Mira, tigrazo, mira, when you're at the bodega y una doña está ahí trabajando, you're there trying to help, or she's trying to help you with trying to find something. I've got a list of names right now that Hispanic women love to call young, good-looking guys like you and I, right?
Yes.
We're starting with OLI, mi tesoro.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Perfect. Mi tesoro, mi... Can I try to guess the next one?
Okay.
Wow. Well, okay, you want to guess like some this. Of his top five? All right, yeah. Let's see.
Mi rey.
Oh,
wow. Holy shit.
Mi rey was number four.
Okay,
number four. All right, let's see. Let's do it this way. In fact, do it your way. Go ahead and see if you can guess the five.
Mi amor.
Let's go. That was number three.
Whoa. Mi cielo.
That's a good one.
That's what we missed yesterday.
You didn't have one, mi cielo.
No, that's what we missed yesterday.
My sky. That would have been so good. We didn't have that.
That one we missed. Mi cielo is something that when I got home, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I forgot mi cielo.
Okay, so we got mi tesoro, mi rey.
We got three more.
Mi cielo, mi amor. We got three more. Papi. Papi chulo.
I mean,
come on. That's a little, wait a minute. That's aggressive. That's aggressive.
Eso fresco y atrevido.
That's an aggressive 80-year-old.
That's a Doña Freca. That's a BBL Doña. That's a BBL Doña. My fault. That's a BBL Doña. That's a Dykeman Doña. I'm sorry. It's different.
It's a Raldis chat.
There's levels to those Doñas.
Okay. All right. Miguel is out. I was going to say Mi Príncipe, but that's too close.
No, you know, nailed it.
Oh, Mi Príncipe,
number two.
So happy.
Boom. All right.
Tienes dos aquí that are obvious, you're not thinking of, but that you've heard a trillion times.
I said mi amor. I said mi rey, mi príncipe, mi tesoro.
Mi cielo is great.
Hello. Listen.
Your five is great. Tony, you want to give him a hint or you want to give him one that's going to make him angry because he didn't get it?
They're both kind of related, right? One is It's going to sound weird, but one is a body part, and the other one is an emotion.
Mi corazón.
Nailed it.
Mi corazoncito. Mi corazón. Mi bello.
What a great clue.
We have one more. The number
and what
one
is
thing.
An emotion?
The number, number one. Thing. You have not yet gotten the number one. Let's go. Let's see. Let's see.
And it's an emotion?
It's more of like, it's I don't even know how to describe it.
Billy says he knows
let's
what
try,
he
Let's
what
try Billy.
You want to...
Mi tesoro.
No, what Steve Martin.
Me
Steve Martin también.
Damn. Billy, how many days did you take this one?
Martin, Bobby.
Billy, go see the penalty box.
Billy, suelta la lleva, Billy. ¿Qué pasó?
I'm
so excited. You know what he's mad
Fuera.
About? The segment was going so well, and Tony was starring, and he wanted to ruin it.
Fuera, Bobby, lagartija.
That man said, I know it 12 times.
Fuera. Fuera.
Number one, Mero, mi vida.
Mi vida! Oh!
Mi vida. When you walk in,
it was right there.
Can I get el queso eso? Mi vida, como no?
Oh, claro, mi vida. Oh, my God. Bro, that's like, see?
You know what, though?
That's obvious. That's like, what do you say?
It is obvious, but I've got to feel like we betrayed you there because Tony said that was an emotion.
And yeah.
But my life, my vida, mi vida.
It feels emotional. It's like
it's, but it's not an emotion.
That's why I was confused.
What is
too.
Billy?
Why are
doing
you
here?
Still
get
here?
Get El Chacal and get out of here.
There's Vete. A meeting in there.
Where is El Chacal?
Fuera.
There's a meeting going on.
A la mierda.
El Chacal.
Bacarajo.
Bacarajo.
Bacarajo. Vete.
Ruede.
Julius Randle, you can't believe in that.
Oh, you knock it off.
I did a Twitter search of your handle and Julius Randle. It hasn't been all puppy dogs and ice cream.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. Y'all know this. Y'all know this. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So sometimes I say things out of anger. You know what I'm saying? I tell this shit to my kids all the time. Sometimes I say things out of anger. I don't mean it. Daddy loves you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to call you that.
What I did recognize real quickly in my very quick research is 95% of your Julius Randle tweets are in all caps.
Hey.
Let's call that number. Turn back around so that we can see what that
call
number is. So let's
start,
yes, let's call that number and see what becomes of that. 888-464-7065. But you're correct when you say finish your thought there. You apologize to your kids. Daddy didn't mean that. He's a professional athlete. He's got four kids. They're frustrated.
You know what I mean?
Life is
frustrating.
Life is hard. Daddy just left Desus. All of that was going very well, and things are now a little more difficult. I'm frustrated. The Knicks make me more angry than they should because Daddy's emotional.
Come on.
Daddy was on the top of the ride toward the meteor, toward the sky. We were going together, and now Daddy's got to figure out how to feed you, and you're annoying today.
Hey, no, Daddy's good. Daddy's good because Daddy was a very seasoned hustler back in the day, and media and Perico is the same shit, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell us what you've learned with Melo and doing it with him, because these things, I think, just so that I can tell the audience this, these two guys were so good together, and it was so fun to watch them, and it's so, so very rare to have televised chemistry. There are a lot of chuckle fests all over the place. And
you're looking at me?
I'm looking at the, you know, all
the
of them.
Yes,
saw,
I felt it.
There are a lot of chuckle fests out there. These guys, the fact that he goes places and there's always chemistry when he does stuff with people suggests that he produces good chemistry, and it's not very easy to do. And what I'm telling you with Melo, because now LeBron wants in the pod game. Everybody wants to get in the pod game. What these two guys are doing is interesting, fun, and different, and it's at least in part because of the relationship that he has with Melo, and they will get better and better because they're doing it frequently enough that it's going to be a place where people should be going to listen to fun, good chemistry that has a lot of it, right? You can get your basketball information, but also entertainment because he's interested in that. But how is it that you achieve chemistry with so many different people when, I'm telling you, it's hard to come by?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just like you met me, Dan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just happy to be here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm to quote Cameron in Killer Season, this shit was not scheduled for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a college dropout, bro. I've been arrested. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of bad things have happened. So, on paper, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really supposed to be on TV doing this, having fun with y'all. You know what I mean? Making Mike mad. You know what I mean? Just by my sheer presence. But, you know, I think it's just a testament to, like, my personality. Like, I walk into a room and I'm just trying to be, you know, cool and have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, there's no agendas with me. You feel me? Like, I'm here to do what I'm here to do, and, like, let's have fun doing it. Because if not, why the fuck are we doing it?
Tony's going to close this out, but why is it different? Explain to people why it is that you're bringing out a side of Mello that perhaps they had not seen.
Because, yo, you know, I hate to say, like, yo, I'm real. But, like, I'm just Mero all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's Mero's not a stage name. Like, you see all the graffiti in the back, bro. Like it's just me. So I think if you're just authentically you, bro, and you let people know, yo, listen, I know what I know and I know what I don't know, you know, and just be cool. You know what I mean? Don't be a dick eater, bro. Don't be weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be normal. You know what I mean? And shit will work out. Like, I mean, it's worked out for me that way. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I'm good. I'm in a very large house in Franklin Lakes. You know what I mean? The housewives are right over there. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot. If you block for Eli Manning, you live in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing good.
That Jeter thing, it needs to go someplace else. If you're going to be the Knicks correspondent around here, bring us home, Tony.
Let's bring it home.
Put another one.
Let's bring home this interview presented by LinkedIn.
Yes.
Last time that we were on with Mero at Tigrazo, last time we gave you Bibaporu as the refrán del día. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have another one. We have a wheel of things. We're going to look for the wheel. Let's see if we can find one. There we go. Let's see what it lands on here. Here's La Huira. Somebody play. Yeah, here we go. Today's refrán del día is, give me a huirazo ahí. Dale.
Dale.
Today's refrán del día with the Kid Mero. Sana, sana, culito de rana. Si no sana hoy, sana mañana.
Hey, you know what that means, dog. That means you fell and I don't have any way to fix it, but I'm going to say these words and hope that you will stop crying in public.
The English translation is heal, frog of an ass. If it doesn't heal today, it'll heal tomorrow.
Yes.
What? We don't know why.
That is right.
Sana, sana, culito de rana.
Yeah, the rhyme in the middle of that is ass of a frog.
Ass of a frog, though.
But cute little baby ass of a baby frog.
Culito.
Culito. No culo, no culito. Just, yes, thank you. The phrase makes no sense. No sense. It doesn't. Mero, thank you. Again, I will tell the people, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn.
That's right, baby. Victory light.
You had a strong first effort here. We'll have you back to be Loud Knicks correspondent.
Let's go, baby. You know what I'm saying? This is mine. Whoever you say somebody up top wants to be the Knicks correspondent, it's a dub, bro. It's mine.
All right.
Get out of here.
I'll tell Sam Morrell that when he...
That's right, Sam.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dan Le Batard.
All these high-paid analysts. I don't want to mention names. TNT. ESPN, you know, oh yeah, they are dead. They cannot. They're not going to make it. You know, even if they win if they lose in Miami,
I need to calm you down.
If they lose in Miami, they don't got a chance in Boston. Or they are going to have their ass. You know what? In Boston, you know,
Stugats.
They were wrong. They were. Are they going to lose their job? No. Are they going to get a cut in pay? No. What are they going to do? Keep predicting what is the obvious. They are going to say, oh, the Nuggets are going to win. Oh, Denver, the altitude. And you know what? The Heat are going to win it all.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Stugatz, over the last 3 or 4 years, I don't know if the entire country is just a little bit unhappier, but basically everyone has taken a flogging filled with anxiety and awful and fear. And sports is such a great place to hide from a terrible election year. Just let's head into the breach with sports. We're in March, Stugatz.
Yeah.
We're amid March Madness, but what I just heard there from a Knicks fan, okay, what it jostled a 55-year-old grieving turd coming in here every day trying to care about sports, what I just heard jostled, Stugatz, was Knicks heat in a way that can inflame. Mike Ryan has gotten tired as a sports fan. He's consuming more of it than ever, cocaine-y crazed, loves the University of Miami, and the Heat, where this was all birthed for him, like where us against everybody as a sports fan in 2010 made this a crazy market, his relationship with the Heat is weird, and we're headed into another playoff run here where it's going to be Celtics and now Knicks, Stugatz. And Mike Ryan doesn't actually have faith in his team, doesn't believe that the Miami Heat of Terry Rozier is going to do anything with the new officiating other than lose.
Mike Ryan has faith in a new team and a new league. It's the Panthers and it's hockey because he knows that team is good. He knows they'll be in the postseason.
It's MLS.
He doesn't know that with the Heat.
It's MLS. I'm telling you, I can't believe I live on a show where Heat homer Mike Ryan is being tempted by so much in South Florida for his fan with that he's only got so much time to invest emotionally in the Heat of this year against those Celtics because he fears it's going to end poorly, as last year's Heat fans say, wait a minute, they knocked off Giannis in the first round.
Yeah.
They'll beat anybody in the first round as soon as Jimmy cares again.
I know it's going to end poorly.
Yeah.
And I'm more certain of it this year than I was last year, where I was spectacularly wrong, because for this to work for the Miami Heat, recent data would suggest that Tyler Hero needs to get hurt for them to go on a run. Okay. If you look at his history, that can happen.
It is happening.
Right. But now they just have a worse Tyler Hero to slot in there and do the things inefficiently that held them back and changed their offense. So Jimmy Butler isn't just eating on every play. And Jimmy Butler isn't out there. Look, me not caring about this regular season, me actually looking at their games with some kind of disdain now, is what they wrought. They swing and miss constantly in the offseason. They haven't landed the whales that they've gone out to get.
They keep making it to the finals, though.
Yeah, noted. Understand?
No, but it's noted. Such a shitty mic. Mike, that noted. You're so sport.
It's just an on-ramp to my next point, which is it just proves what disrespect they have for the regular season. So if this team is not going to give a single shit about these games before playoff time, why should we? Why should we, folks?
Because they've earned it over the last 15 years from you.
No, they haven't. What they've earned is me saying, okay, they'll care in the postseason. That's what they've earned.
When you start caring.
They could also just be injured. Jimmy and Tyler have been out for a while.
Everyone's injured.
Yeah, Duncan is hurt, right? Yeah,
it's a bad back.
They've had more injuries than most teams. I think it's top five lost to injuries. A lot of different lineups.
Let me ask you something. Are these guys playing in the playoffs with the injuries that they're sitting out with now?
Boom.
Jimmy probably is.
Yeah.
I would bet Tyler and Duncan are.
Jimmy 100% is.
Right, but the other guys are probably hurt.
Jimmy 100% is.
Yes. Basketball injuries are fake.
There it is. There it is.
Are they not?
He says few words, and there he is.
You fudged the injury report. I'm sorry. Am I breaking news here? Injury reports are fudged.
Oh, Bam's questionable tonight. Downgrade.
As we're going to question Bam Bam plays. If there's anyone on this team that Bam plays, it's Bam.
No one was playing on the roster, right, and he took 10 right shots. Right. I will continue to question Bam. Hawkins, make a basket. Patty Mills is like 2 for his last 20. If he was playing against us, he'd be 18 for his last 20.
That's true.
You do have to wonder how Bam only scored 3 points in the All-Star game when his team scored 218.
Put it on the poll, please, at Levitard Show. Do you have to wonder how Bam only scored 3 points in the All-Star team?
Had to be the low score,
All-Star
right?
game.
By far.
I don't like how I'm coming off, and I just had a lot of pent-up frustration boil over, and I don't even think I made, like, decent points. Here's my ultimate point with this team. This team has shown you, and I know 1 year that they were one of the top seeds, if not the top seed in the East, when Max Strus's heel wasn't out of bounds. But
oh God!
But they don't really care about the regular season. So genuinely, tell me why should I? There aren't the reasons that you usually work yourself up to caring, which is, oh, we got a new superstar. Let's see how they fit.
Because of how much you're going to care when the kid Mero is on yelling at the sky because the Knicks are up 2-0 in a series, because of how your old sports fan will care right then in a right way he does not right now, and will believe that Terry Rozier will be better than Julius Randle in a playoff game.
Well, Julius Randle is garbage, and I'm happy every time he has the ball.
Wow.
He's one of the few players that is worse than Terry Rozier.
But you're not going to tell me you're not going to care about that deeply when it presents itself.
For the listeners out there, not everything is politics, but Heat basketball I view as this coming election.
Wow.
I'll dial it up when I have to.
I have an important correction. The Eastern Conference All-Stars only scored 211 points.
Mike mentioned boiling over. How do you guys handle when a pot filled with rice or pasta boils over and you're trying to cook it? Like, I do the thing where I move it off the heat until it goes down and then back on the heat.
Yep.
I'd like to say I have experience on this front, but I don't.
The wooden spoon, I've heard, works. But then a lot of times I'm the rice is sealed, so I don't want to open the pot to put the spoon in. Mm. It's just, I hate that. I end up going back and forth with my pot.
The rice is sealed. You got
the lid on it.
You're messing with instant rice over there?
Yeah, I guess.
Why would you mess with instant rice in a sealed bag if you're already
No, I'm not saying in a sealed bag. You put it in the water, it boils, it comes to boil, you go down to simmer, and then you cover it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
In that 15 minutes, sometimes the water starts to come up, and I would want to take the top off.
Man, the stove, my friend. You can't let this thing boil over. It's rice. The second you see a bubble, you turn it down to simmer.
But sometimes when you go down to simmer, it's so hot that
it gets away from
you. I've lowered the level down to 2. So for the simmer, but it's still so hot from when it was boiling.
In this analogy, which one is Haywood Highsmith?
Am I a wooden spoon?
Put it on the poll, please, Juju. Is Billy a wooden spoon? I want to go back for a second.
Heard, by the way, was a bunch of accusations, and I actually do think Dan watches Heat basketball regularly, but you guys are jumping on me.
Hold on.
And Jeremy works for the team. Otherwise, he'd be right there with me saying the same exact thing.
Hold on.
You guys aren't watching this shit.
No, don't tell me that.
You guys are not watching this shit.
He said you're watching it.
I said you're watching it. I said you're watching it. I said, matter of fact, I said I believe sincerely that Dan Le Batard is watching these games. Everyone else, I know you're not watching. I know it.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I just said I wanted to fix my tone.
All right, but I'm defending you. Like, if my team didn't care about the regular season and only cared about the postseason, I'd start paying attention during the postseason.
I mean, it is so crystal clear that they almost approach the regular season with disdain at this point.
I was watching
Happy birthday, Pat Ryan.
I was watching earlier this week, and I never thought I'd see so much Duncan and Bam pick and roll. I'm like, that's what we're doing now.
Happy birthday to him.
Duncan is running our offense now.
I don't care. Good luck.
This is what you've wrought, Godfather Pat Riley. Happy birthday. Off from Mike Ryan. I'm entitled to the last 15 years of greatness. And you think for a second.
I would say that.
Give me this, Stugatz, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley, I know occasionally word gets back to you. I would never say F off to you. I think you're an icon. You've done so much. And I'm also what you wrought. I'm entitled. I'm awful. But these are the expectations that you've put upon us.
Yeah.
Look, we gave you Heat culture and you ran with it. It adorns your jersey. How can you be the hardest working, most hated, toughest, all that BS and care
BS.
So?
BS.
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 Those things... are just a tagline to you, so you can sell more shirts because you do not care about this regular season.
You think the culture is merchandise? It's to sell merch, Mike.
They found Duncan Robinson, and he changed the NBA.
You got star players just saying, nah, I don't feel like playing right now. I'll save up for the postseason. Those things may be true come the postseason, but we're all going to be looking at each other if they actually make the playoffs and say, all right, here we go. It's time. And it'll be the Bucks series when they got swept all over again.
But they have the most improved player ever, according to Dan.
On his birthday of all days, you're doing this. How dare you?
I'm seeing that if you put olive oil on the rim of the pot, it won't overflow.
Really?
Try that.
Unless
nice tip.
Both Tyler Hero and Terry Rozier get injured.
Yeah.
In that case,
oh my God,
they will win the NBA championship 100%.
Yeah,
there's nothing that will stop this team unless the Denver Nuggets end up meeting them in the finals.
What am I giving you, Dan?
Yeah.
Well, I'm bothered
to give you something.
I'm bothered by everything that's happening here. Okay, including you guys making fun of my Duncan Robinson take. Okay, because Duncan Robinson is the most improved player in the history of the Miami Heat, an organization that has a great history of improving players.
It's a wordy title.
Yeah.
And I will not have you take that away from me, but I'm embarrassed by what Pat Riley has wrought on his birthday because of this, because of what I'm about to say. Scott, this town has sucked for sports for so long, and we're about to head into...
This is a good sports town.
It's as good as it's ever been right now.
Two teams in the Final Four just last year.
For the last 20
years. And FAU is
for back. For the last 20 years, we've pretended to be a national show because there's so little to talk about locally. But we're headed into the wonderful storm of you know how much these hockey players care. Everyone in hockey hates the Panthers, and they're great. That's a lot of fun, and it'll take your attention and your dollar from Bam just hit a 30-footer to win against Detroit, and Mike's complaining.
That is not the flex that you think it is when the only wins are against the Detroit Pistons and you need a buzzer-beater three to do so.
I am embarrassed by your standard that needs to meet the Knicks where they are when the Kid Mero is going to – there's going to be so much bluster.
The standings, Dan. They're going to have to play 500 teams in the playoffs if they make it, and they're going to have to beat them. And right now, with Terry Rozier on this roster, I have very little evidence that they can do so.
Do you want to fight with the Knicks in the first round?
Yes, if the two guards are injured, absolutely. If Rozier and Hero are gone, I will fight anybody.
He just wants to be right about Rozier.
I mean, no, I don't. No. I would love for Terry Rozier to shut me up with 35-point performance at the TD Garden. I would love that. Are you kidding me?
I think he would love it. I believe
Mike. I would. I hate Boston. I hate the Celtics. I also hate Terry Rozier. But my hate for Boston outweighs the hate for Terry Rozier.
Does anyone else besides me have this like bad feeling that after these long runs by both the hockey and the basketball team last year that they're going to have early exits this year?
I don't think on hockey. I don't think so.
I know hockey. In hockey I feel better about them, but it's just, I don't know, it's just the way sports works. We're not going to make two finals. The Heat and Panthers are not going to the finals again.
Even throughout that run last year for the Florida Panthers, I never once turned to my wife and I said, love of my life, this is our year. I've said that several times.
You have said it a lot. You have texted everything.
That's
guys,
big. Yeah.
This is
that's
our
big.
Year.
Yeah.
It has to be.
0-3 versus Boston, 0-2 versus Minnesota, 0-2 versus the Clippers, 0-2 versus the Thunder, 0-2 versus Denver, 1-1 versus Cleveland, 1-2 versus Milwaukee. It doesn't instill a lot of confidence. Mm.
What am I saying that's wrong about their approach to the regular season this year? What am I saying that's wrong?
Well, you're accusing of the injuries not being real.
I thought they were not.
They've had a lot of lineups.
They don't care.
They've had a lot of lineups.
They're not injured enough to, like, if this were the playoffs, you all conceded.
We can concede this, right? This is probably a difficult thing for Pat Riley, what you're saying. Pat Riley, we would all say on his birthday, happy birthday, Godfather.
King.
Mike says bleep off.
I did not.
Happy birthday. Thanks for 20. The only winning we've had in this town for 25 years that makes us all excited about this. You and Wade and Shaq, you guys provided it and really birthed what is an obnoxious Miami sports fan, billionaire crypto guy. I'm one of the richest men in the world.
I love Pat Riley so much.
That's what it birthed. Pat Riley can't like that his team doesn't care about the regular season and his star is doing Hulu commercials in green because he can't wear the the sponsored Heat colors of the NBA. He doesn't like that that guy's showing up to press conferences, I'm sure.
Oh, then, in costume,
and they're paying him $600,000 a year.
I apologize to three members.
$600,000 a game they're paying Jimmy Butler.
I apologize to three members of the Miami Heat direct to their Zoomy faces last year. No one else is as accountable for their takes on this show as I am. And I will wear it once again. But Pat Riley should be thanking me right now because Miami Heat, I'll look right into the camera as I say this.
Oh, no.
Which one, is it this one?
Oh, yeah.
Is this my mark?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Miami Heat.
Look it.
I doubt you.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I think you're going to get swept if you make the playoffs.
No.
I think you made a terrible acquisition.
Mike.
He's rolling.
I think you've missed out on superstar after superstar after superstar.
Wow.
I think you've totally saddled this head coach with mismatched pieces, and yet somehow he makes the finals despite being betrayed by the very front office that Dan Le Batard likes to routinely celebrate. Yeah. Happy birthday, Pat Riley. Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.